Same as Ever, A Guide to What Never Changes. By Morgan Housel. Published in 2023. Core Thesis. In The Psychology of Money, Morgan Housel explored how people think about money and risk. In this follow-up, he turns to a larger question: in a world defined by uncertainty, what stays the same? His central argument is deceptively simple. You cannot predict what events will happen in the future, but you can predict with remarkable confidence how human beings will react to those events. Greed, fear, optimism, envy, the craving for certainty, these psychological forces that drive behavior have never changed. Rather than trying to forecast what will happen tomorrow, it is far more productive to understand what never changes. This book is not a forecasting guide. It is a manual for understanding human nature. Through 23 short essays, Housel shows how the everlasting forces have shaped history, economics, and individual destiny. Core Idea 1: Risk is what you didn't think of. Housel offers a concise and profound proposition: risk is what you didn't even imagine could happen. If you could imagine it, you would prepare for it. The reason you didn't prepare is precisely because you didn't think of it. This means the truest risks are always the unknown unknowns. On September 10, 2001, no one had planes flying into buildings on their risk checklist. Before the 2008 financial crisis, almost no one believed U.S. home prices could decline simultaneously nationwide. In early 2020, no one foresaw a global pandemic halting the world economy. Housel points out that these events caused enormous damage not just because of what they were, but because they fell completely outside everyone's mental models. This creates a paradox. If you spend enormous effort listing every possible risk, you will still miss the most important one. So Housel suggests a different approach. Rather than trying to predict specific risks, accept that uncertainty is the norm and build buffers for surprise itself. He draws an analogy from aviation. Aircraft designers do not try to predict every possible failure. Instead, they build in massive redundancy backup engines, backup systems, extra fuel. This redundancy looks wasteful, but it is exactly what makes flying safe. Personal finance and life planning should work the same way. Except that you cannot predict the specific bad thing, but always leave room for bad things in general. Core Idea 2: The Happiness Ceiling and the Power of Contentment. Housel devotes an entire chapter to a counterintuitive finding: once income exceeds a certain threshold, more money does not bring more happiness. This is not merely a platitude. He cites research by Nobel laureate Daniel Kahneman showing that in the United States, day-to-day happiness plateaus when annual income reaches roughly $75,000. But the more important question Housel asks is deeper: knowing this, why do people still chase money so relentlessly? The answer is social comparison. Housel tells a story about Johnny Carson, the giant of Hollywood's golden age. Carson once told young actors that the most shocking thing about becoming a star was not the wealth or fame. It was how quickly you discovered that someone was always bigger, richer, and more famous than you. Your reference point kept moving up, and satisfaction could never catch up with desire. From this, Housel draws a crucial distinction. Happiness and contentment are not the same thing. Happiness is fleeting and driven by external stimuli: buying a new car, getting promoted, receiving praise. Contentment is enduring and driven by internal standards, knowing that you have enough and no longer need more. Housel argues that most people chase happiness, but what truly brings lasting satisfaction is contentment. He quotes comedian Chris Rock: "Wealth is not about having a lot of money. It's about having a lot of options. And the greatest option is the ability to want less." Core Idea 3: A good story is more powerful than hard data. Housel makes an unsettling observation. Throughout human history, a good story has always been more persuasive than a pile of data. This is not because humans are stupid. It is because the human brain is wired for narrative. Data requires analysis. Stories trigger emotion directly. He offers a vivid example. After the 1929 stock market crash, Yale economist Irving Fisher publicly declared that stock prices had reached what looks like a permanently high plateau. Days later, the market collapsed, and Fisher's reputation was destroyed. Fisher had the most rigorous economic data of his era, But what the public remembered was not his data, it was his spectacularly wrong statement. Meanwhile, Jesse Livermore shorted the market before the crash based on intuition and market instinct, earning the equivalent of about $3 billion in today's money. Livermore had no data. But he had a powerful story: the market had gone mad, and madness eventually ends. Housel extends this insight. In business, investing, and life, if you have correct data but no good story, you will struggle to persuade anyone. Conversely, if you have a compelling story but flawed data, you may still win. This explains why some clearly problematic investment ideas have persisted for years, and why some correct predictions were ignored. Housel's advice: when you want to persuade someone, first figure out your story, then find the data to support it. Not the other way around. Core idea 4: long-term thinking is unnatural, and that is why it pays. Housel devotes significant space to one theme: why is it so hard to stick with long-term strategies? The answer is simple: long-term thinking runs against human nature. The human brain evolved in an environment of short-term threats. Our ancestors worried about where the next meal was coming from and whether that predator would attack, not about retirement savings 3 decades away. Housel cites a striking statistic. Over the history of the U.S. stock market, if you held the S&P 500 for 1 year, your probability of making money was roughly 51%. If you held for 10 years, that probability approached 97%. Yet the median holding period for retail investors was only a few months. Why? Because short-term volatility is unbearable. If you check stock prices every day, you have about a 47% chance of seeing a loss on any given day. That constant pain drives bad decisions. Housel tells a story about Amazon. During the dot-com crash of 2001, Amazon's stock fell from $107 to $6. A reporter asked Jeff Bezos, "Your stock is down 94%. Aren't you worried?" Bezos replied, "I'm not worried. The stock price is down, but our business fundamentals haven't changed." Bezos could say this not because he didn't fear losing money, but because he focused on the business picture 5 or 10 years out rather than tomorrow's stock price. Housel points out that this ability is extraordinarily rare. Precisely because it is rare, the returns to long-term thinking are so rich. Most people give up in the pain. A few endure. That is how the gap widens. Core idea 5: the direction of innovation is predictable, the consequences are not. Housel makes an elegant observation. You can predict with reasonable confidence which direction technology will move, but you can almost never predict what it will ultimately cause. At the end of the 19th century, everyone knew the automobile would replace the horse. That was an obvious technological trajectory. But no one predicted that cars would lead to suburbanization, shopping malls, fast food culture, traffic congestion, climate change, and a cascade of consequences that reshaped entire societies. In the mid-20th century, everyone knew computers would make calculation faster. But no one predicted that computers would bring social media, algorithmic recommendation feeds, information echo chambers, and political polarization. Housel calls this the law of unpredictable second-order effects. First-order effects are the direct functions of a technology: a car lets you travel faster. Second-order effects are the indirect consequences that emerge after a technology changes the behavior and social structures of millions of people: the car changed the shape of cities. First-order effects are predictable because they are the natural extension of the technology. Second-order effects are unpredictable because they involve the interactions, amplifications, and distortions of millions of behavioral changes. Housel's conclusion is to stay humble about technology trends. You can believe that AI will transform the world, but do not believe anyone who claims to know exactly how. The best strategy is not to predict outcomes, but to build a system flexible enough to adapt quickly when outcomes appear. Practical implications. For individual investors, the greatest value of this book is that it offers a thinking framework fundamentally different from forecasting. Rather than spending energy guessing market direction, interest rate changes, or geopolitical events, spend energy understanding the unchanging forces of human nature. You do not need to know what will happen tomorrow. You need to know that when bad things happen, people will panic. When good things happen, people will get greedy. When uncertainty appears, people will seek simple answers. These reactions are the everlasting forces you can rely on, and an investment strategy built around them will outlast any predictive model. For business leaders, Housel's observation that a good story beats data is worth serious reflection. Internal strategic communication is not just about presenting numbers. It requires constructing a narrative that the team can believe in. At the same time, the insight that long-term thinking is unnatural serves as a reminder: do not assume your team will naturally stick to long-term goals. You need to design systems, incentives, communication rhythms, feedback loops to counteract the human instinct for short-term rewards. For anyone trying to understand the world, this book offers cognitive liberation. We are surrounded by forecasts, analyses, and expert opinions, but most predictions are eventually proven wrong. Housel is not saying prediction is useless. He is saying that rather than investing energy in guessing the future correctly, invest it in understanding what does not change. The latter is more reliable and far less exhausting. Conclusion: the brilliance of Same as Ever lies in its simplicity. Housel does not use complex models or arcane theories. He uses 23 stories, each pointing to an eternal truth about human nature. After reading this book, you will not gain a formula for predicting the future. But you will gain a calmer, clearer lens through which to view uncertainty. You will understand that the world is changing faster than ever, but the human forces that drive it are no different from thousands of years ago. Greed, fear, hope, envy, the hunger for stories, the grip of certainty, these are the true same as ever. Understand them, and you have an anchor for navigating an uncertain world.